going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
623 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. The ongoing courtroom dialogue about turning lanes continues here inside the Kia Studios. I mapped out a diagram that I thought was court-worthy right here on my phone. Shout out to the satellite imagery of Google Maps. And, we're just making our points in here, seeing who cut who off this morning. You know what I mean? I think, here's the thing. I'm lucky that I got off the line first, because if not, I feel like I would have been cut off. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good thing it was a drag race for the old white truck, old Denali HD, coming off the line.
Big yield, little yields to big. I mean, that's kind of, unless you want to be in a hurt.
I don't know about that.
It's a proximity thing, okay? Yeah. This is the one exception.
Hey, man, just a minute. We're going to go hit the front page. We're going to talk about everything that comes along with the NBA tonight. Obviously, the Spencer Strider news, a lot of fun to keep track of. Throughout the show, a lot of NBA stuff. We're getting Steph Noe from Sporting News to talk about the NBA Conference Finals that'll be lining up. It's a cool matchup tonight. Also, it's a big day. I don't know if you guys remember this. Dylan is making his debut on Top 5 Tuesday. Ooh. And there's a little bit of angst in his eyes. I can see a little bit of, he wasn't the Cowardly Lion, was he? Because he's got that look in his eye.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
well,
he was.
By default, he was the Cowardly Lion, but truly, he's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he's the man pulling the strings back there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You feeling confident? I won't make you tease it yet, but you feeling confident about your top five? That'll come up at 7:40 and mic'd up.
I'm very confident. I think the list I've put together is not really debatable, but it's a list that everybody can relate to at the same time.
Dylan, even if you're not confident, even if people come at you, just don't back down.
No.
Treat it like this is, and I know you probably, I think you will, but just treat it like they're telling you Drake sucks, and just stand your ground.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah,
standing on business today.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I love it, man. Yeah. We're stoked to have that happen at 7:40 today. Dylan making his debut, Top 5 Tuesday, and like I said, action packed show throughout the show. Make sure you stay plugged in. I want to talk a little bit before we get to the front page. I don't know if you remember much about Mike Smith as a head coach. I remember all of his, like, the one thing about the NFL head coaches that was different than Coach Saban when I got to the NFL is they were very businesslike in their approach. Their conversations were very like, it's not motivation anymore. Sometimes it was, but it's like, dude, this is a business. All right, you need to go about your business. I'm going to be very matter of fact. For example, when I was in college, Nick Saban did not talk about the names of the opponents. Like, he was just very much like, dude, hey, it's Glenn Dorsey. Yeah, you know, but I'm not going to say the name Glenn Dorsey. Like, it is what it is. We know these guys are good. We know this team is good. We know this running back is good. I don't need to say their name. Just go about your business and do what you need to do. When I got to Atlanta, Mike Smith, And most NFL coaches, every NFL coach I was ever around, they go about it completely differently. It's like you get up in front of the meeting, you give a presentation about referees, you give a presentation about war daddies or whatever you call them, you're facing off that week. Hey, man, Julius Peppers this week. Might want to keep track of him. Julius Peppers, pretty good against us. Might want to keep track of him. And then you would also break down the schedule, right? You would go quarterly with the schedule. Hey, we need to win all of our home games, and we need to win half of our away games. That's the way we need to go about it. We're not going undefeated. It was very matter of fact from Mike Smith. But Mike Smith did a good job breaking schedules down into quarters, right? You played quarters of schedule, four games at a time. Here's this sector of the schedule. How can we do in this sector? So start looking at the Atlanta Falcons schedule in that way. We talked about the other day, the toughest back-to-back games on the schedule. And obviously you look at San Fran and Buffalo. I think everybody kind of points to that as saying, man, that's going to be tough. Two primetime games back-to-back. My question for you, though, is there a quarter? Like, if you were Mike Smith, you were standing in front of the team, and you were going, hey, this is going to be a tough quarter for us. This is one that's going to make or break our season. This quarter right here is, hey, this four-game stretch, right? If you're talking a 1-4, and, of course, now it's 17 games, so it's not quite the same, but obviously you can kind of break it down into quarters. Is there a four-game stretch or a quadrant of this schedule that you think kind of stands out to you?
Yeah, and it's kind of the new quarter. You know, it's going to be a five-game stretch for me.
Okay.
Because it does. You come and look, you could actually say that the actual first four games are tough, where you open against Tampa at home, then play Minnesota and on a Sunday night.
Important to get off to a good start, start hot.
Yeah, in Minnesota and at Carolina, and then you could say home against Dan Quinn's Washington team. But to me, it's coming off a bye, play Buffalo at home on a Monday night. Then you're in San Francisco on a short week on a Sunday night, and you come home, which in reality it'll be kind of a short week again because you got of the travel.
Because you're getting back at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. That Monday morning.
And you play the Dolphins on a 1 o'clock Sunday, and then you travel to New England, and then you come home, and then you go back on the road to Berlin against Indianapolis. Now, you could say, well, New England and Indianapolis, those teams suck. They're going to suck. Well, you don't know, for one. And I saw a graphic yesterday. NFL Network had teams with the easiest winning schedule, or the easiest schedule,
yeah,
so to speak, which is a garbage quote, stat unquote, anyways.
Yes.
And all those teams didn't do very good. And the ones that even made the playoffs lost early in the playoffs. So, anyways, that's a brutal travel stretch. That's That's a five-game stretch where you have two home games and you're the furthest distance you can be on your schedule from where you're going to play. You go the furthest west, you go the furthest north, and you go the furthest northeast.
Out of the country.
That you could go. Yeah, out of the country that you could go that is out there, other than maybe Brazil.
Let me ask this before we go to the front page. If you go 3-2 in that stretch, you're going to the playoffs, right? You go 3-2 in that stretch, you're a playoff team.
And, I mean, find me the three.
Buffalo, San Fran, Miami, New England, Indianapolis. I think you could realistically, obviously, probably start that stretch 0-3. But Miami is kind of one of those that could go either way. But if you can beat New England, beat Indianapolis and Berlin, then all of a sudden you're looking at 3-2.
Yeah.
I feel like you feel pretty good about it.
What Miami shows up as far as health.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. All right, let's go on the front page. Yep, conference finals start tonight, Allie. I'm be honest, I am more glued to the TV for this version of the NBA playoffs than I've been in a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. The Indiana Pacers and New York Knicks are our matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals, while the Oklahoma City Thunder and Minnesota Timberwolves, they're set to battle in the West. Now, the Knicks are the most recent title winners of this bunch. They took home the title in 1972-73 season. The other three franchises have never won an NBA title. Tomorrow night, Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Cheapest ticket to get in is over $600 and climbing. Tonight, though, we have the Wolves and Thunder kicking things off. The Wolves did manage a 2-2 split with Oklahoma City during the regular season. So, any predictions on how tonight's going to go, guys?
Nobody knows. I mean, it's in OKC. Are the Thunder a little bit tired after having to go seven games? Or is the rest a detriment for the Timberwolves, right? We've seen that happen, too. We've seen teams that played seven games come out hot. Like, in fact, the series that the Thunder just got through with, they lost game one to a team that was kind of, we thought would be fatigued. Alex Caruso, is the bench player in this series that could be the difference. OKC guard. Dude has been 2 points a game better, almost an assist better, and his playoff run so far. He's been their core bench guy. So he's kind of the guy that the Timberwolves had to find someone to step up the way Alex Caruso has stepped up for OKC, and if he can continue to step up in another series.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And for the Timberwolves, I think that guy, Bo, is actually going to be Jaden McDaniels. He is kind of going to be tasked, I think, to play that Alex Caruso type role. 3-and-D guy. Now, while Anthony Edwards and SGA, I think, are going to guard each other at times during this series, they're not going to guard each other the entire game. Jaden McDaniels is going to be a guy for the Timberwolves, I think, is going to be tasked, for the most part, guarding SGA. And on the flip side, I think Caruso, to your point, is going to be that guy that's tasked with guarding Ant-Man for most of the series. So those are going to be two guys that are going to be big time on defense and going to be asked to knock down some threes here and there. Caruso's an energy guy too, obviously, can get fast break steals. I think he's kind of, when you talk about him maybe in Atlanta Hawks terms, he's kind of the Thunder's version of Dyson Daniels a little bit. Not necessarily, he doesn't obviously get as many steals as Dyson Daniels, nobody does, but he's kind of that guy for OKC. So I'm very interested to see this series. I don't think OKC will be fatigued just because how young they are. Now, they did have to go a 7-game series, and, you know, obviously everybody's tired at this point, but I think OKC legs-wise will be fine. I am interested to see, to your point, Bo, though, how much of a rhythm or lack thereof the Timberwolves have because of their rest. So that'll be a big key tonight.
Yeah, we'll be talking NBA playoffs throughout the show. We got Steph Noh coming up at 8:40 today to kind of preview some of those matchups the next couple of days. Oklahoma City Thunder heavily favored in this out of the four final teams, -180. Okay, so some more All-Stars. It's starting to feel like All-Star festivities are around the corner. Some big names coming out in the news yesterday, Allie.
Yep, our beloved Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom will be managers for the All-Star Futures game on July 12th at Truist. Of course, this is where they feature players from the minor league teams, the future All-Stars. Chipper is going to head the National League team, and Marquise will have the American League team.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Tim Hudson obviously being a part of that, Nick Markakis, Peter Moylan, some guys that we have grown to know and love around the city of Atlanta, and obviously a couple legends there at the helm for the Futures game.
Yeah, I like seeing it. It's cool seeing the Braves guys kind of like, you know, represented
at the
finally.
Forefront.
Finally, we were robbed a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, we were robbed. And now, a few years later, we kind of get to see it.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it, man. It just feels like that All-Star energy is starting to amp up. The All-Star game was, that was like a staple in my home growing up. Like, it was appointment television to sit down and watch the Futures game, watch the Home Run Derby, watch the actual All-Star game. I can still remember when they were doing it at like Camden Yards and a couple other places right there at the end of the 90s and early 2000s. I remember the one, was it Sammy Sosa at Turner Field, like right around the year 2000, hitting like 520-foot bombs. Of course, his bat was probably corked, if we're being honest about it. But anyways, I was a big Sammy Sosa fan back in the day. So we'll see what happens with that, man. It ought to be an eventful weekend that's coming up just around the corner. All right, we're going to roll on here on the morning shift. We come back. Conspiracy theories abound in the NBA around the NBA draft lottery. You'll hear what one NBA Hall of Famer had to say about his selection. And also, we're going to hit Allie's Mac Drop.
Yep, my husband would be in big trouble if he were married to anyone except me.
Yikes! That's coming up next on the morning shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.